Turning now to other news, Zimbabwe's main opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, has once again been taken into custody. His aide said today that Tsvangirai was taken by police in a bus and that his headquarters in downtown Harare have been sealed off. He added that he was unaware of Tsvangirai's current whereabouts or whether he has been formally charged. A meeting of the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, opens today in Tanzania's capital, Dar es Salaam. Regional leaders called a meeting to discuss the political crisis in Zimbabwe, which is threatening to destabilize the entire region. 14 heads of state are scheduled to participate, including those from South Africa, Namibia and Botswana. Gunther Zimmermacher is the editor of South Africa's leading Catholic weekly, the Southern Cross newspaper. He spoke with us about the SADC meeting and its two-day event.
The SADC, as it is known, is a federation, a loose federation of 14 countries in the region that basically seek to cooperate on economic and political issues, sometimes acting as watchdogs over each other. Today's meeting is quite significant. It's actually a two-day meeting in that it is an extraordinary sitting. It is going to be attended by heads of states, including Thabo Mbeki of South Africa, who cancelled all his domestic engagements to be there, and Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe, who will address the meeting on the Zimbabwean crisis.
And what sort of pressure can other regional leaders bring to bear on Robert Mugabe in order perhaps to get him to move to better the situation in his country?
Unlikely that Mugabe will be criticized publicly by his fellow leaders, but it is very probable that the leaders of other countries will put pressure on him, and especially President Mbeki is keen to see a solution to the crisis. And as church agencies have pointed out, the country, South Africa, is already incapable of dealing with the numbers of refugees that are coming from Zimbabwe, and if there's an uprising, it is certainly going to create a crisis that South Africa really cannot deal with.